The Lord would help me this evening and grant you prayer for attention. I'd direct you to a text you'll find in the chapter we read, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 11, and reading again at verse 28. Matthew 11, reading again at verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. These words are a blessed putting of the gospel, come unto me. That is the good news for poor, weary, heavy laden souls. There is one that they can come to, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. But there is a following on from the gospel, and we find whenever Jesus proclaims the gospel, it contains this element, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. We find it also with the writings of the apostles, the teaching of the apostles. There is joined to the gospel as it is set before us in those glorious doctrines. Especially we just consider for a moment the apostle Paul. You take any of his epistles, he proclaims the gospel, but then he comes to the practice. He comes to the gospel precept. And where the gospel has been made known unto you, and where you have known something of the sweetness of this, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Then there must also be this taking of his yoke upon you and learning of him. And it is that which I wish particularly to come to this evening. These words have been resting heavy upon me, and learn of me, and learn of me. Oh, friends, this is what it is to be a Christian. And I venture to say this evening that we know little of the gospel. We know little of this, come unto me. We know little of this rest if we do not have a desire to learn of Jesus Christ. This is the thirst. This is the desire of the Lord's people. And whatsoever state or situation we are brought into in life, oh, what is it that we need? We need to know more of him, that we might prove more of that rest, that we might prove more of that safety, more of that security that there is in him and in him alone. Oh, friends, is that where we run when trouble comes into our life, whether it be spiritual trouble or providential trouble? Is it to Jesus Christ we look first? And oh, friends, if we look first to him, what is it that brings comfort? It is what we know of him. What we know of him. And learn of me. Well, as the Lord had helped me this evening, I want to try and say something, first of all, what we are to learn about. And secondly, why we are to learn about it. And thirdly, how we are to learn about it. Firstly, what we are to learn about. We are to learn about him, Jesus Christ. Oh, friends, there's nothing else worth knowing. Don't get me wrong this evening. Of course, you go to school. We are taught many good things are important for this life. But, oh, friends, there is one thing needful. One thing needful. And we need to be reminded of this. You know, as Christians, we can get taken up with many things. In my work for the Protestant Alliance, I came across some who, they knew the Romish controversy inside out. They could argue at length about why the Pope of Rome was Antichrist. But there was never anything of Christ in their conversation. You come across others. Oh, they're strong five-point Calvinists. They'd argue on the intricacies of limited atonement. But very little mention of Christ. Oh, friends, some get taken up with last things. All they're interested in is the signs of the times and when the Lord will return. But very little mention of Christ. But, oh, friends, there is one thing needful. It's not that we are not to learn about those things, but there's one thing above everything else that we are to seek knowledge of, and that is Jesus Christ and him crucified. Oh, friends, is that what we are seeking knowledge of this evening? It is him. That is what he says here. He does not say and learn of various aspects of the truth. Anything you may like to pick up and anything that takes your fancy, know and learn of me. And learn of me. Oh, friends, it's to learn of him. It's to learn of him, first of all, who he is. Who he is. Who is he? Who is this one that speaks? You say to me, he's Jesus. Ah, friends, yes, the world know that he's Jesus. That's on the page. But who is Jesus? Oh, Jesus is our blessed one, mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Oh, friends, he is our blessed God-man. Really man. Oh, may we not lose sight of that this evening. Learning of him means learning of this, that he is really a man, that he really took our nature into union with his divine person. The seed of David, the seed of a woman, made of a woman. Scripture could not be clearer concerning it. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. But oh, friends, it is also learning of him as he is the eternal Son of God. Oh, as he is God. John continues, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Oh, you know, friends, we will not find much comfort in Jesus Christ till we come by faith to receive him as the blessed God-man. If you have not received him as God, oh, friends, what help can he be when your troubles are beyond the help of men? When you are found, as the hymn writer says, whom no man can comfort and no man can save. Oh, friends, you need a divine Saviour, one of whom we read, with God nothing is impossible. Able to save unto the uttermost. But oh, friends, what help, and I would speak reverently, but what help is God alone. Oh, the Apostle Paul speaks of that Saviour we need. Such a high priest became us, touched with the feeling of our infirmities, tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. Oh, friends, we need one who enters into the place where we have been. We need one who knows what it is to be under the law. One who has gone to the end of the law for the sake of righteousness. Oh, friends, one who is able to bear the punishment in our place. One who has. And oh, what Saviour is that? But one who was made flesh. Oh, you see, friends, we need a Saviour. Who is the Saviour that is set before us in the Word of God, Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, friends, Lord, as he is God, the eternal Son, Jesus. The name that is suited so peculiarly to him as he comes into this world and takes into union with his divine person, human nature, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Christ, as he is the anointed of God, the Spirit of the Lord God upon him, that he should preach the gospel. Oh, friends, are you learning about him? Are you learning about him? You know, I can remember when controversy broke out in our churches concerning some of these things. I remember one church member saying to my father, these things are above me. Oh, friends, perhaps that's how you feel this evening. But you know, our text doesn't allow you to stay there. Oh, friends, these are high truths, but they're truths that are declared in the Word of God. If you feel your need this evening of Jesus Christ, you not want to know who he is. Do you desire to learn of him? Learn of him. We'll always be learning. Don't expect to learn all these things quickly and to get to the end of them. Oh, friends, we never will. Remember, oh, he is infinite. From everlasting to everlasting. His ways higher than our ways. His thoughts higher than our thoughts. But oh, to have a desire to be found a disciple. Following him and learn of me. But then, friends, we wanted to say something concerning his blessed character. Oh, we are to learn about him. As we read of him in the Gospel, and what do we read of him? Oh, friends, we read of him in so many aspects, but we'll just mention a few. His love. His love. Greater love hath no man. A man lay down his life. Ah, friends, and here we see one who laid down his life. The good men know, not the righteous, but sinners, Jesus came to call. Oh, there is the measure of his love. That he came into this world, rich beyond all splendour, but all for love's sake became he man. And why did he come into this world? To suffer and to bleed and to die for sinners. Oh, is that what you know of the love of this man? As you have tasted something of that love to you, a poor sinner. Oh, as you're brought to believe Jesus Christ came into this world to die for you. And learn of me, his love. Oh, friends, his humiliation, as we quoted in prayer, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be made rich. Oh, friends, if you're seeking after those riches this evening, it rests upon his poverty. It rests upon his humiliation. He humbled himself and made himself of no reputation. There's a mystery, friends, that the angels desire to look into. And oh, if the angels desire to look into it, who have no part in it, how much more so should a sinner saved by grace desire to look into that mystery? He humbled himself and made himself of no reputation, though a son, yet learned the obedience. Oh, friends, he came into the lowest place. And he must come there in order to save sinners who find themselves in the lowest place. He went into the darkest place. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Oh, you know, friends, if you feel yourself this evening to be in a dark place, it's to learn of me. Learn of me. Oh, to behold him in a darker place than you'll ever have to come into, in order to deliver you from darkness forever and forever. Oh, it's to see as we read of him here, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Meek and lowly in heart. Ah, friends, see him. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. That was what was cast at him. Ah, friends, a meek one, a lowly one, he turned none away. He that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Even the little children, the disciples would turn them away. But what did Jesus say? Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. And he went beyond that. He took one of those little children and he set the child amongst them and said, except you become as little children, meek and lowly in heart. Oh, friends, see him condescending to poor sinners. A saviour who would sit on the well with an adulteress at Samaria must needs go through Samaria in order to save sinners. A saviour. Oh, he did not cut off his disciples who wronged him. Yes, Peter denied him, but they all forsook him and fled. But oh, friends, he receives them again in his mercy and in his grace. He says to Simon, he says to Peter, lovest thou me? Lovest thou me more than these? Oh, Peter proved his love through various changes goes. But the love of Jesus Christ towards him had never changed. Oh, learn of me, my faithfulness, my constancy. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever. Oh, friends, one who never changes. Have you learnt that of Jesus Christ? Oh, you know, friends, too often we impute changes to Jesus Christ. We conclude that because of changes that have taken place in us, he will have changed. And therefore he'll treat us differently today than he did yesterday. Are you there this evening? He answered prayer yesterday. But today, perhaps because you find some sin breaking out again, because you are not able, or have not been able to perform the righteousnesses that you would, perhaps your daily reading, whatever it may be, you conclude, well, no hope going to the throne of grace. He won't hear and answer the prayers of such a one as I am. But all friends, he's the same. Did Jesus once upon thee smile? Jesus is forever thine, the same. He can't change. Learn of me. Oh, we are to be learning of that faithfulness, that we might trust him more, depend on him, and learn of me. Oh, are you learning of his power? All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Things that are impossible with men. Jesus spoke concerning those rich ones, that how hard is it for a rich one to enter into heaven? The disciples said, well, how can the rich then be saved? Oh, with God, all things are possible. Oh, friends, Jesus Christ is able to do exceeding abundantly above what we're even able to ask or think. And learn of me. Learn of me. We're to be bringing hard cases to him. We're to be bringing impossibilities to him, that we might learn of him. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Is anything too hard for the Lord? And learn of me. Oh, we're to learn, friends, that he is still alive today. We do not have a dead Saviour. Once crucified, risen, ascended and now glorified Saviour, who ever liveth to make intercession for us. Wherefore he's able to save unto the uttermost all them that come unto God by him. Oh, you know, friends, this is something we need to learn. In times when we think that our hopes are cut off, but oh, friends, all the while Jesus lives, because I live, ye shall live also, and learn of me. And learn of me. Those that came and heard him his days on this earth, what did they say? Never man spake like this man. Oh, friends, are you learning of him in that regard? Can you come in with a hymn writer, how soft the words my Saviour speaks? Are you proving how gentle he is? The bruised reed he never breaks, nor quenches the smoking flax. Are you learning of him that this Saviour neither slumbers nor sleeps, but his eye is upon you at every moment? And though now throned in glory, yet his concerns are still fixed upon his people on this earth. He's remembering you in glory. You are not forgotten of him. Oh, you're learning of him, friends, concerning, if I may just put it simply, in the manner of the words of men, are you learning of his memory? He hasn't forgotten. He hasn't forgotten. He hasn't forgotten the word upon which he's caused you to hope. He hasn't forgotten the promise that he's spoken to you. He does not forget. He does not forget. And learn of me. Oh, to prove he remembers. He remembers. And he'll bring it to pass. When we think that our hope has perished from the Lord, when we think that the promise is past, that he's going to forget us, we prove that he has not forgotten us. He remembers us still. And learn of me. Oh, friends, this is the one that we are to be learning of. The person, his character, his offices, prophet, priest and king, his work. Oh, to be learning of him also in the church, in his body. He is the head, the church is the body, he is the husband. We are the bride, and learn of me. Oh, friends, are you learning of him in the church? If we are part of that church, we should be becoming more Christ-like. I often think of the marriage union. It is so that a husband and wife, as they live together, to some extent they alter one another. There is a change made. Some of us may be more stubborn than others, and more resistant to that change. But they twain shall become one flesh. It is a truth that you observe. Although he does not change, we must not apply the illustration to him. But you know, friends, his church united to him. So the work of grace is carried on in us, changed from glory into glory, till we come to the stature of the perfect man. Oh, friends, the end of the work of grace in us is to make us more Christ-like. Are you learning of him in the church? And learning of him within the work of grace within you, as the Holy Spirit is forming you in his image. And learn of me. And learn of me. Oh, friends, this is what we are to be learning about above everything else. And learn of me. Why? Why are we to learn of him? Why are we to learn of him? Well, friends, firstly we would say this. This is the command of Jesus, and learn of me. Do we need any other reason? Do we need any other reason? What Jesus says, oh, friends, if we are a disciple of Jesus, will we not desire to do? Will we not desire to do? Oh, it's a searching question, isn't it? Are we learning of him? It's his command. Oh, friends, have we forgotten his command? Have we thought that he didn't really speak to us? But he says to all of those that come unto him and find rest, and learn of me. This is what he commands of his disciples. But friends, we must go further than that. It is his command. In one sense, we don't need to say anything more. But oh, we must remember that knowledge of him is salvation. Knowledge of him is salvation. There's no such thing as a Christian who does not know of him. Why? Because as Jesus tells us in John 17, in the prayer to his Father, and this is life eternal, and this is life eternal, they should know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. We cannot be a sinner saved by grace and not know him. And oh, friends, we cannot be a true Christian, at least a Christian in a healthy spiritual state, and not have a desire to be learning of him, because this is life. This is life. And have you proved it? This is life to your soul, to be hearing of Jesus and knowing of him. Oh, friends, have you ever come across one of the Lord's people, one of those? You know they're one of the Lord's people because you see it in their life before you even speak to them. And when they open their mouth, virtually the only thing they want to speak about is Jesus Christ. Yes, we're not always there, and undoubtedly they're not always there. But all friends, they're found within our text. This knowledge, you see, it is life. And it increases the evidence of that life within us. The Apostle Peter says, and growing grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Oh, friends, are you feeling this evening you need a grace? Is that promise, a beautiful promise to you, my grace sufficient for thee? Oh, you know, friends, Peter joins that growing in grace with the knowledge of the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. This knowledge, it's life-giving, it's grace-giving. And learn of me. As we learn of him, oh, friends, it's this that springs forth love in our souls unto him. Is your love this evening to Jesus Christ cold and faint? Are you mourning over your lack of love? Do you wonder if you ever loved him? Well, you know, friends, this is the remedy. This is the remedy, and learn of me. Our love will be faint unto him all the while we know little of him. But oh, as his glory strike our eye, ah, friends, will it not bring love forth, love in our souls unto him, as we behold him in his beauty, as we see him in his glory. Then we'll love him and adore, and learn of me. Oh, friends, it's this knowledge which brings us to worship. The more we learn of him, the humbler it makes us. John Baptist speaks of this, he must increase, I must decrease. Oh, you know, friends, if there's any increasing of Jesus Christ in your soul's experience, as you're taught of him by the Holy Spirit, as you grow in the knowledge of him, it will have that effect. It will make you smaller. It will humble you. And oh, where will that bring you to? It will bring you to worship, to adore him, to put the crown in the right place, to desire to honour and glorify him. Oh, as you come to know more of his glorious person, more of his blessed character, more of his ability to save, more of his power, oh, will it not bring you to worship him, to fall at his feet, to crown him Lord of all, and learn of me, and learn of me. Oh, you know, friends, this knowledge, it begets trust too. Does your faith seem dead this evening? Does it seem little faith? Oh, you concerned about your unbelief, your inability to trust him. Oh, how often, friends, we're solemnly there. Few, if any, come to Jesus, till reduced to self-despair. Long we either slight or doubt him, till all other means we've tried prove we cannot do without him. Then to Jesus Christ we fly. But you know, friends, if we knew more of him, if we knew more of him, we'd trust him, wouldn't we? This knowledge, you see, it brings us to greater faith. It exercises and brings forth faith in our souls. He is able. He is powerful. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above what we are even able to think. Why? Because he's the everlasting Son of God. And he can enter into your pathway. And he knows all about you. And oh, friends, he does not only know, but there is a very real sense in which he also understands, because such a high priest became us. Touch with the feeling of our infirmities. Oh, you see, friends, this brings comfort to the Lord's people, this knowledge of him. If we don't know him very well, oh, friends, if we only have hazy conceptions of him, then we won't have much to lean upon. We'll be trying to sort things out ourselves. We'll be turning every other way rather than coming to him. Oh, if you feel this evening to be faithless, this is the place where we need to be brought and learn of me. And learn of me. Oh, friends, this knowledge is vital. This knowledge is vital. It comes down to the question which, as John Newton says, friends, is the answer. What think ye of Christ is a test to try both your state and your scheme. Ye cannot be right in the rest unless you think rightly of him. Ah, friends, salvation comes down to that, doesn't it? What think ye of Christ? What think ye of Christ? Whom say ye that I am? Oh, friends, can you say this evening, I know, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thou hast the words of eternal life. Oh, can you come in with the Apostle Paul? I know in whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Oh, friends, what was the basis for Paul's persuasion? His knowledge of this one. And learn of me. And you know, friends, that was the apostles' lifetime desire, wasn't it? That was the apostles' lifetime desire. Oh, hear him in the Philippians. At that point where he wondered whether death was before him, being in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart to be with Christ, which is far better. Oh, but that needfulness that he should remain. And what did he say? Oh, that I might know him. Oh, that I might know him. Well, you knew him, don't you? Didn't you, Paul? Yes, the apostle knew him. Ah, friends, the apostle knew him. Jesus had appeared to him on the Damascus Road. The apostle knew him. What is Paul asking for? What is Paul seeking after? Greater knowledge. Ah, Paul is bringing the Lord's command and putting it into prayer. Oh, that I might know him, the power of his resurrection, fellowship with him in his sufferings, and be made conformable unto his days. Oh, friends, is that your prayer this evening? It should be the prayer of every living soul. Because this is what we're commanded to by Jesus Christ. Gospel precept, and learn of me. Lifetime learning. Oh, that I might know him. Oh, that I might know him. But then, friends, we want to come to finally how. Oh, how do we gain this knowledge of him? Well, let's be clear, friends. This knowledge comes alone by the Holy Ghost. No man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Friends, this is not knowledge that we learn just simply by reading, just simply by considering these things of ourselves. It is the office of the Holy Ghost to take the things of Jesus and to reveal them unto us. But that doesn't give you any room to sit back and say, well, I can't do anything. Oh, you know, friends, I've come across one or two solemn people who sit there and they say, concerning the doctrine of the person of Christ, these things have not been revealed to me yet. Oh, you know, friends, if they haven't been revealed to you, then unless the Lord appears, hell is the destined place of those who know not Christ. Oh, what can a poor soul do then? Well, friends, it not bring you to cry? Jesus, reveal thyself to me. Oh, does it not bring you to beg of the Holy Spirit that he would reveal Jesus Christ unto you? Oh, you know, friends, have you got any cry this evening in your soul, in your felt ignorance concerning Jesus Christ, that would go unto him? Reveal thyself unto me. Pray that the Holy Spirit might teach you, that he might lead you in the truth. It's his office and it's to him we must go. But I often think, you know, of Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus, he sat by the wayside begging. Why did he sit by the wayside begging? Because he could not work and he needed food. Now, you know, friends, Bartimaeus could have sat at home and said, oh, well, I cannot get the food myself and therefore I'll just sit there and die. But he put himself in the place where he expected to receive bread. I think with Bartimaeus we can go a step further, can't we? We certainly can with Zacchaeus. He put himself in the place where he could see Jesus. Oh, you know, friends, the Lord reveals himself to us, and the Holy Ghost, he works through means. The Word of God. The Word of God. Oh, this is where Jesus is revealed to us, in his Word. Oh, friends, if you would seek knowledge of him, how often are you in the Word of God? How often are you reading the Gospels? How often are you reading from Genesis and seeing in all the types of the Old Testament, Christ in all the Scriptures? Jesus is to be preached from the pulpit. Oh, friends, this is gospel preaching. We preach Christ and him crucified. That's the only true ministry. Oh, would you know more of him? How often are you sitting under the preaching? Because that is where Jesus is to be revealed. Oh, do you see what I mean, friends, concerning putting yourself in the place where you may expect to receive this blessing? Some, they confess they have little knowledge of Jesus, but they're never in the Word of God. And perhaps they're rarely attending the preaching of the Word. Yes, those things are themselves, and we have to prove it, don't we? We perhaps read the Word of God and we close the Bible and we wonder what we've read. Oh, but when we join prayer with each inspection, when the Holy Spirit makes these things a means of grace unto us, when we open the Word and he sheds his light upon it and we see Jesus. Oh, friends, what a blessing it is in the preaching of the Word too. These things are revealed by the Holy Ghost. But oh, friends, we are to be found in the way of the means if we would seek after this knowledge. But then I wanted to come to this. Oh, friends, inexperience. The Holy Ghost teaches us of Jesus in experience. You see, the gospel that we have here is not a one-off call to the Lord's people, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, but the Lord's people have to live upon the gospel. Day by day, we have to live in this verse. Day by day, we prove we carry heavy burdens. Sin breaks out again. Oh, the old nature that wars against grace. Oh, wretched man that I am. Where did the Apostle Paul have to come back to? Back to the love of God which was in Christ Jesus. And in that and through that he saw no condemnation to them which believe. Oh, you see, friends, day by day the Lord brings us back to the gospel. And what does he do? He teaches us more of Jesus. His sufficiency, the fullness of grace there is in him. His ability to save, his willingness to save, the vilest of sinners, his patience and long-suffering and faithfulness towards his backsliding sheep. Oh, friends, inexperience is the Lord teaching you. The path he's leading you in. Not a path you perhaps ever hoped you'd walk in. A path you would not wish upon your enemies. But, oh, friends, if it's to this end and learn of me. If he should teach you more of himself in it. You know, friends, it's for your good. It's for his honour and his glory. It's amongst the all things that are working together for good. Oh, friends, you know, sometimes he hides himself. He hides himself to teach us more of him. To teach us just how much we love him. Oh, you're walking in that pathway this evening, but is it bound up in these words? And learn of me. Oh, trust him. He will not deceive you. Though you hardly of him deem, he will never, never leave you, nor will let you quite leave him. And learn of me. The experience you've been singing together in of your middle hymn, your closing hymn, Zion afflicted with wave upon wave, no man can comfort and no man can save. Oh, but friends, as often as we're found in that experience and it brings us back here, come unto me. And we prove as we come unto him the fullness that is in Christ, the blessedness of his grace. We're learning of him. We're learning of him. Can you see your experience this evening in that light? Can you see this evening the reason the Lord is causing you to walk through the pathway that you're walking through to this end? That he might teach you more of himself. Yes, if he teaches you more of himself, he'll teach you more of yourself. Ah, friends, you'll feel more of your unworthiness, more of your sinfulness, more of your need of him. Oh, but that makes us just more thirsty, more longing after this knowledge. Oh, that I might love and praise him more, his beauty's trace, his majesty adore. Live near his heart, upon his bosom lean, obey his voice, and all his matchless will esteem. You know, friends, that is the cry of a living soul. That is the cry of a living soul. Oh, are you a living soul this evening? Can you come in with the apostle, oh, that I might know him? Do you feel your need of this knowledge? Are you convinced of this fact, in this knowledge is your comfort, in this knowledge is your salvation, in this knowledge is your hope? And as this knowledge is increased in your soul, oh, you love him. You would worship him more. You would adore him more. Or is there one here this evening who has no desire after this knowledge? You're quite content with your ignorance. Quite happy to leave this place not knowing who Jesus is. Not knowing why he came into this world. Well, friends, remember this. This is life eternal. This is life eternal. That we should know thee, the only true God. Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Oh, friends, this is the only way of salvation. The one thing needful. If we are found, are not in the pathway of this seeking this knowledge, then, friends, we're in a solemn place. Outside of Christ, Almighty God, Almighty Power can do nothing but devour. And that is the place we're in. Oh, that he might open the ears of sinners this evening to hear his voice. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Amen.